You're listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 10, aired on Global Community Radio. I am your temporary host, Elijah Brooks. Any comments or feedback for the show can be emailed to intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. If you want more information about the show and where to find podcast information, you can find it on www.intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. Feel free to stop by our Facebook and Twitter. Let Diggy know you're there. Diggy's Facebook and her Twitter is @TeenGirlRadio. I will be interviewing a girl that came to my life in middle school. She was very shy. As time passes, her personality grew just as much as her heart and her passion to grasp whatever goal she set upon. Now she's accomplished goals I wouldn't imagine her doing on her own back then. So welcome to the show, my best friend, Nikolai, or Nikki Garland.
Hi.
So to start off these questions, I will ask you something simple. What is your ethnicity?
My ethnicity is French, German, Irish, and Native American.
Crazy mix.
Yes, very.
Okay. So next question. How much time do you put into making each episode?
Well, I really can't say. It depends on the show. In the beginning, I spent less than an hour to put together a show, and now it's different. I've been contacting people for interviews and connecting with them on their own time. It's really hard to work around everybody else's schedule. On top of that, it's however long it takes for me to write the script. I once finished a script for a show in less than 30 minutes, so it just depends. Promoting the show and drawing up articles as well as keeping current with everything around me is challenging and occupies most of my time. I don't know how I still find time for friends. I think the trick is definitely to relax and to definitely prioritize who or what is most important to you.
I also agree that's the best way to balance out your work life and your personal life. Mm-hmm. And seeing that you do that, I'm pretty sure you had a very tough transition from being a kid up to now.
Yes.
May you explain?
Yes. Well, I haven't had a childhood for a very long time, and not because I gave it up. It definitely took me a long time to be where I am today. I used to be a very angry kid, and I know that I really worked on that. I wasn't happy with myself. I was ripped away from my biological parents at a very young age, and that was very, very traumatic for me to go through, and I was not happy or proud of myself when I took that out on others, and I'm definitely still getting there. I've worked through most of those anger issues, but I'm still working through all the emotional side effects to what happened. And even though my childhood ended sooner than others, I had a lot to learn, and I still do. Of course, everybody is on this road path where their entire lives they're learning and experiencing different things, and that's definitely what I'm doing now. The transition wasn't easy. I think that the hardest thing for me to do was accept that my childhood was over. And when I was 12, definitely wasn't ready to accept it. It was a lot to put on me, but I bared it anyway because I had no choice. I was already introduced to things that I knew were not okay within myself, and those feelings of guilt, lost sense of worth, and raw anguish are still things I carry with me today. I learned a lot, however. I learned what was right and wrong within myself, and that everybody else is different, and their right and wrong could be different, and is usually different than my right or wrong. To not let chance get taken away, because you never know when you're going to lose someone you love. So if you have something to say to the person that you love, you might as well say it now, in case you never are able to. And I also learned to never let people hurt me like that again. Like I said, the transition wasn't easily accepted. Yesterday I was talking to the host, and I admitted to him that I was in a hurry to grow up. And what I deal with now pales in comparison to dealing with the past and what happened, along with what's going on in my life right now. And all this time I was in a hurry to grow up, and now I just want things to slow down. If I could just be a kid again, I would. If that answers your question.
Pause. So, I know that was a hard decision, and I witnessed it from the outside, and I really wish I was able to help you with all that. But let's just change the tone of the radio and ask the questions. So, what got you into the love of books?
Well, when I was 6 or 7, I was told to read aloud one of the Laura Ingalls Wilder chapter books. I wasn't given any help. I wasn't allowed no help. I wasn't allowed, if I needed a word being spelled or I didn't understand what the word meant or I didn't know understand how to pronounce it, I got no help. I struggled and I got frustrated and yeah, I wanted to quit. I was seeing letters that weren't there, and those letters were replacing the original letters. I used to think that this was a cruel punishment, but if it weren't there for that, I would have gone on to read a book I learned to love. I was 9, and the book was How to Eat Fried Worms. It's by Thomas Rockwell. It was originally published in 1973, and it was about a boy who made a bet for money for a bike. The bet was to eat 12 worms, and he was allowed to eat them fried, baked, or raw with ketchup. And that instantly cemented my love of books.
Now, you mentioned that you saw different letters in the words.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you have dyslexia, or that was only temporary?
Yes, I do.
Now, as a friend, I did not know that. Like, I've never even seen you struggle any time with English. That's a crazy feat to accomplish around your age.
Yeah.
So, a few months ago, around 10 or 11 months or so, you moved from Los Angeles to Tucson. I was very hurt and sad, but I know you had very colleagues over there. So my question would be, what do you think is better, Los Angeles or Tucson?
I actually pronounce it Tucson, but it's definitely goes both ways.
My apologies.
You're fine. Tucson is where I was born, so naturally I learned to love it. It's my hometown. I'm a native Tucsonian. Even though there's a lot of people here, they seem a little more spread out than LA because in LA it's usually the city. And you got to get out of the city for people to be more spread out. And people say that LA has more opportunities, but I definitely disagree because I did get a lot from LA. I did graduate high school from LA. But if I wasn't in Tucson, I wouldn't be a radio talk show host. And I know this sounds crazy because you can hike and have a good time in LA, but I'm more of a desert kind of person, and it just feels more natural to me. This is the nature that I love, and that's why I like Tucson better.
Okay. Now, me personally, I'm always a city guy, so I'll never like a desert, but I can't hate on Arizona. They're a good place.
Yeah.
So, I also envy the fact that you're able to keep your body shape the exact same. I have to work out really hard, play football here and there. So, how is it so easy for you to maintain your shape?
Well, that's definitely a good question because I've gone up and down in my weight for the past few years, but I have been able to maintain it by just eating healthy. I wouldn't really know if what it was like before. I know that I was eating unhealthy and I was still remaining the same kind of weight, but I definitely feel a lot healthier, being able to eat a lot healthier, and I really enjoy exercise, so that definitely helps because even though I wasn't gaining too much weight, I wasn't feeling so good when I was eating junk food all the time.
Okay. Well, you're so lucky, because if I eat a week of junk food, of the 20 Pounds album. So, my next question would be, who are your closest friends currently?
My closest friends currently is Sean, Elijah, Tyler, Katie, and Serena Kyle.
Serena Kyle?
Mm-hmm. She's one of my bosses. I do imaging scripts for her show on Radio Serena.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'll go with my best question is, living your dream place, you always gotta have a dream car. So what would it be?
So I have two. So if I were to settle for a really economic, good gas mileage kind of car, good family car, I would choose the Infiniti G37 automatic. I love the color. I'd love it in white or black. And if I was to choose a really fast car that looked really good, I'd choose a Corvette and I'd get it in sea green.
Wow. That's a good business color. Personally, I am more of a Z350 type of guy. Everybody's different. So, just like you, just like me, you're not a 90s baby. And you live in a generation with technology. How do you adapt?
So, that's actually a really good question. So, how do I explain it? So technology, the best way to do it for me is to embrace it. But at the same time, because I was unable to have technology for a very long time, I didn't start really getting a phone and being able to do everything until I started paying for it. And I think I was about 15 or 16. But I definitely see a problem with myself because sometimes I feel like my phone is clinging to me, and every time it beeps, I kind of have to check it. What I do to adapt is I do embrace it for its entertainment purposes, but I also use it for productivity and communication needs. And I think that by telling myself that my phone is only for those reasons and those reasons only, I find myself a lot more in real life and experiencing life instead of in my phone all the time.
Okay. Yeah. I basically do the same thing, so I know he's not saying generous. Next question I want to ask is, as of years you already lived, what morals do you have for yourself?
So, wow, you're asking me a lot of good questions, Elijah. So,
I try.
So I'm going to keep this list short, but I have about five of them that mean a lot to me. I think the number one most important one for me is to never hurt people like they hurt me, because I don't feel like it's right to hurt someone like they hurt you, because you know how it feels to be hurt by them. So why would you create that kind of pain for somebody else? It doesn't matter if they deserve it or not. Number two is to be honest with myself and others, because when I was living with my adopted parents, I was very scared of them and very scared to tell them the truth, because whether I told the truth or not, I still got hurt. And so for me now is just being honest with myself and others. I think that's very important to me. The third one is, if I have something that somebody else needs, I want to give it to them, because there are going to be times where I really need something, and I've asked people. There are things that I need, and sometimes when I ask people, they give it to me because they know that even though they don't need it at that moment, they knew that I needed it. So I want to do the same for others. Number four is being respectful to those around me. I've had a couple issues with that recently, and I'm not proud of the actions that I made recently, but I do think it's a good idea to respect those around you, because they will learn to respect you. Number five is to work hard and giving up is not an option, because I've been through a lot. And there are times where I've wanted to give up, but I know that life has more to offer, so I'm not going to give up.
You always got to fight for what you want. You never give up on what you see.
Exactly.
Okay. So again, you are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 10, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your temporary host, Elijah Brooks. Any comments or feedback for your show can be emailed to intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. If you want more information about the show and where to find podcast information, you can find it on www.intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com. Feel free to stop by her Facebook and Twitter. Let Vicky know you're there. Vicky's Facebook and her Twitter is @teengirlradio. So next question. Back in middle school, everybody was very into the zodiac signs, and I was just curious, what is your sign, and how much does that sign relate to your personality?
People say a lot of different things about Geminis, which of course I'm a Gemini. That is true and untrue, but what can be said, anything that can be said about a Gemini can be said about any other zodiac or personality. I do agree that I'm passionate and determined, like a Gemini says they should be. I understand why some people call me two-faced, but not in a bad way. I do change my mind quite frequently, but I'm also very stubborn and sure about some things. So that definitely does reflect my zodiac sign.
Okay. No, my zodiac sign is a Sagittarius.
Yeah, my mother is one as well.
To be honest. But the next question would be, how do you feel about looking basically the same as you were in middle school?
Terrifying. Since I hated the way I looked, I really did. But I'm glad that my personality isn't stuck that way, because I think that I've grown a lot in my personality. So even though I look the same, no matter how terrifying it is, I definitely improved since the years, regardless of whether my looks are reflecting that or not. I mean, puberty already hit me, so this is it for me.
You got a few more years. Don't be that negative about it.
I'm not being negative. I'm being honest. I didn't like the way I looked.
I mean, I thought you were cute back then. You know, I'm just saying. All right, but anyways. So next question. Describe your clothing style.
So I usually go outside with a hat or beanie because, for those of my audience who don't know, I recently had to cut my hair short because it was unhealthy, so I am shaved, and so I usually go out with a hat or a beanie. I usually wear a t-shirt and jeans, or I wear workout pants because I am running all over the place usually, so I want pretty active, sportswear when I'm going outside.
How's it going? As much as possible around the day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, do you consider yourself a complicated or a simplistic person?
That is a very good question. There was someone who said this to me once, and it's the simple fact that I'm a complicated person. So I can be really, simple, like what I want to eat and what I decide to wear, but when it comes to emotions and struggles that I'm going through and situations that I'm going through, it's a little bit more complicated than that. So I guess I could say both.
Okay. Usually people are both. I mean, my opinion, girls are a little complicated, but hey, I have a crazy life, so.
Yeah.
So what was that sign that made you realize you want to be a radio talk show host?
Okay, So, I told my audience a long time ago about Loveline, and I told them that that was a amazing show. The host of that show was Dr. Drew Pinsky and Psycho Mike, also known as Michael Catherwood. And so the hosts of Loveline, which I just mentioned, help people who call in with the love, sex, and relationship advice. It ended, and immediately I looked at what it would take to be a radio talk show host. I knew that it would take 4 years, and I'd have to get a bachelor's degree in broadcast journalism, which is what I'm doing right now. I'm going to be a sophomore in college pretty soon. I didn't really know that it was a possibility until I met Jake. I don't really have a defining moment like other people know. It was always in the back of my head that I knew that this is what I was going to be. But life and circumstances only seeded and accepted it. It was willing to help out and do its part. And so I hope that answers your question, even though it kind of doesn't. I never really had a defining moment. I just kind of always knew in the back of my head.
Well, yes, you know, just do what you want to do. It wasn't complicated for you. Because trust, I said it just wasn't complicated for you to find what you wanted to do.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
trust me, it was very hard for me to know that I was going to be a barber right now. So, I understand where you're coming from. Now for the next question. How does your job affect your personal life? Pause right now.
That is a good question because the question can be flipped around. I sacrificed sleep sometimes to work on a script. There were times where I have to sacrifice time with somebody who means a lot to me to do the show. Like, if another person wants to interview that day and things are ready and there's no other day to do it, I needed to go along with it. I've been told at this job that I ask really good questions. I get to the root of people's inner being to get to know them on a more personal level. However, outgoing I seem or not seem on the radio, I am very different. I've gotten hurt by a lot of people who I was supposed to trust, so somewhere down the line I became a little bit more closed off. I only have a few people I can fully say that I can definitely rely on. I don't ask questions in real life. I don't volunteer information, but I'm an open book when I'm being asked a question. I'm very assertive about what I need from people because of this job, but I find myself having a harder time admitting how I feel about other people. It's hard to say I love you, like the words I love you, when you don't know if somebody will say it back.
Now that's very hard. I know if I was in your shoes, I would complain a lot about what I'm doing. So, the next question. You've been living for about a decade and a half or more years, am I right? So, because of that, I'm pretty sure you've witnessed how the world around you changed one way or another. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not very good with change, but I know that I have to accept it. There's a lot of things that were okay, or there were a lot of things that were definitely different from when I was 12 to now, like especially driving laws and things like that. So it is definitely different, and I am learning to accept that change because life, you're not always going to get what you want, and so you might as well enjoy what you have before you don't have it anymore.
That's the only way you really do it. So my next question would be, who helped you out the most when he was down, lost, not wanting next?
So for middle school and high school, I had my trusty buddy. His name was Elijah, or is Elijah, and I could talk to him about boys and what was going on with me and living with my adoptive family. His advice, although he is younger than me, still rings true today. We've been friends for almost 6 years. Since I left high school and entered adulthood, or close to adulthood, while he entered high school, we drifted away, but not in a bad way. We are still close. When we drifted away, I met Sean, and while I still talk about men and why they do the things that they do, his guidance is amazing. We figure things out together, analyze and compare. We also take topics and debate on concepts. He knows just when to push something or when to leave it be. He's a good listener and doesn't lie to me. He keeps it real and we figure things out together. So thank you, Sean and Elijah.
You're welcome. I enjoyed him from talking and arguing about random topics to him. Now, this question would be maybe a little difficult, so I have to answer. But what is your religion currently?
Interesting question. So, I do not have a religion, like a set religion. I'm not Jewish, I'm not Protestant, I'm not Catholic, but, I do believe in a higher power. I just don't believe in a godlike figure. My higher power, I know it sounds kind of stupid. It's my pen. The only reason I think it's my pen is because my pen will always be there and it helps me relieve pain when I write. I am a big believer of energy. I believe that energy makes human beings, it makes the world and things like that. So if you think that God or your creator is like energy, then we are basically on the same page.
So you're more or less agnostic. Like, you know, if there's a God or a higher being, just don't have the evidence to prove something.
Exactly.
Okay. So before I ask you my last question, I want to just do the starting again.
Uh-huh.
So you are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 10, aired on Global Community Radio. I'm your temporary host, Elijah Brooks. Any comments or feedback for your show can be emailed to intellectualthoughts17@gmail.com. If you want more information about the show and where to find podcast information, you'll find it on www.intellectualthoughtsofateenygirl.blogspot.com. Feel free to stop by her Facebook and Twitter. Let Nikki know you're there. Nikki's Facebook and her Twitter is at Teen Girl Radio. Now, for the last question of the show, do you believe you can achieve anything if you write about the picture?
I do believe so. There are some circumstances where people are not physically or emotionally able to accomplish what they want to accomplish, and that's completely different. But I believe that if you are an able-minded person and you are, essentially what I'm trying to say is that if you have that drive or you have that idea to go for something that you love, go ahead and do it. Like, it may take a while, and this is what I always tell people because this is the motto that I live by. If you ask a question and the answer is no, you were no worse off than when you started asking. If you have an idea for something and you think it's really good or you're really passionate about something and you ask somebody and you keep getting rejected over and over, that just gives you the space and the freedom to change what you feel like you need to change to improve whatever it is that you're really passionate about, to get on a roll until somebody says yes.
Okay. I totally agree with your answer. I have a hard time trying to find what I want to do or achieve it. and just stop halfway and fight for it. See what happens. So this is the end of podcast 10. I just want to state that this is a chance for everybody to know who Nick Garland really is, not just as a radio talk show host, but as an individual, a person, just like us. Also, be a definite proof that anyone, big or small, can become who they want to be.
You are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, Program 10, and me and Elijah would like to tell you, have a good night.